Welcome. This is RAM Radio. RAM stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. The host of RAM Radio is Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word, the Biblical Alternative. Using the Bible as his guide, Pastor John plans to equip the African-American Christian community with the tools that make the scriptures become clear for practical living and protection from the false teaching. Using the discipline of apologetics will open the eyes of the student of the Word to see God's absolute truth and the original intent of the scriptures. RAM Radio will challenge what you were taught about the Bible as well as your way of thinking and living in this world. God demands more from those who say, "I believe." Grab your Bible and pen and paper. Let's begin our study. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you very much, Mark Ramsey. RAM Radio, the webcast, which is the Biblical Alternative. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account of the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and with reverence. Help me, Lord, to do that tonight. Thank you for tuning in for RAM Radio, which is the Biblical Alternative. In Los Angeles, California, the Lucy Coleman Studio, Pastor John Coleman, and radio producer Mark Ramsey. Bob Klink is off this week, and I'm so glad that you can be with us. Before you get into tonight's presentation, I'd like to mention something to you. We live in a world of professing Christians. Some of the people that I'm discussing are not professing Christians. You know that by their behavior. But the true believer must classify those as persons that have been justified in righteousness by their position in Christ. In other words, when you listen to the discourse that you hear me give today, some of you will disagree because you are liberal Democrat Christians. You will not help but to be disagreeing with me because you believe in the abomination. And since you believe in the abomination, whatever that man says, whatever that man does, you're going to agree with it because he's black. No, you're tainted with the worst kind of racism, because that's not what should run this country, the United States of America. I don't want to hear you complaining about how whites have done us in the past and stuff like that, because if you save, you're not even looking in past history trying to justify yourself and your debauchery. I'm not concerned about you liking me. You know me already as a pastor. I ain't trying to make friends with nobody. I'm not a student of Norman Vincent Peale or of Robert Schuller in the messed up cathedral out in Orange County, California. The words that you're going to hear me talk about today are real and are dynamic and are biblical. And I have been telling you for months, since you voted and put that crazy madman in the White House, what he was going to systematically do to our country right in front of us. Some of you will not like this webcast tonight, but I'm trying to reach those of you that have a heart for Christ left. What you have to do is you have to admit to God that you were wrong for help placing this man in the office of the highest office in the United States of America. You must repent to God because you voted for him because he was black, because you black, or you feel sorry for black people and figured that it's their time. What the heck are you talking about? I think that we can see within the past couple of days and what's getting ready to happen to this country with the health care disaster that you have made a terrible, terrible decision in choosing a leader. He's not a leader. He is an artist of the dialectic, and he is a very smart one. But he put his foot in his mouth not too many days ago. The first report that I'd like to get in today was sent to me by a sister from Phoenix, Arizona, and I want to thank Sister Brenda for sending it to me. You can find this particular article. It's out there, and you can go to worldnetdaily.com, worldnetdaily.com, and I want you to read this article that was written by Bob Onra on, as a matter of fact, July 22nd, yesterday of this year, 2009. Obamacare and old folks, just cut your life support. Now, you know, the Obama nation is trying to pass all these bills, to pass this new health bill before August rolls around. Well, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. I just want to share this article with you and so that you will know what your president is trying to do. It says the version of the President Obama's universal health care plan pending the U.S. House would require end-of-life counseling for senior citizens. This is counseling telling me how to end up my life.
Get ready to die.
And then it says, and the former lieutenant governor for the state of New York is warning people to protect their parents from the measure. Protect your mama and daddy, who's given you life, work for you, gonna pass the house and everything over. Protect the old folk. I'm 65 plus. I'm these people in this thing. And then it says, at issue in section 1233 of the legislative proposal that deals with the government requirement for an advanced care planning consultation. In other words, they're going to consult me on how to do my life. Wait a minute, I've been consulted already. But wait a minute, Betsy McCulhey, a former New York State officer, told the former president candidate Fred Thompson during an interview on his radio program, the consultation is no more or less than an attempt to convince seniors to die. In other words, y'all need to die to make room for us young people that are left. Well, what if I don't want to die? Now, wait a minute. It goes on and says, one of the most shocking things is page 425, where the Congress would make it mandatory, absolutely, that every 5 years, people in Medicare have a required counseling session, she said, that they will tell them how to end their life sooner. Now, if that don't sound like euthanasia.
Wow, telling you how to get ready to kill yourself.
Yes. Now, you need to get ready to end your life early. That's euthanasia.
We don't want you to live any longer.
You see, now I told you people when you voted for this crazy man that you was making a mistake. But see, now he's in there, still ain't got no birth certificate, still don't even know whether he's a blooming citizen, but you're going to walk around with your eyes closed. Wait a minute, the article goes on and says, the proposal specifically calls for the consultation to recommend palliative care and hospice for seniors in their mandatory counseling sessions. Palliative care and hospice generally focus upon pain relief until death.
Right.
In other words, they're going to dope you up until you crash. Well, it says the measure requires an explanation by the petitioner of the criterion end-of-life services and support available, including palliative care and hospice, and the benefits of such services and support that are available under this particular title. It also recommends a method for death, the use of artificial administered, they call it nutrition and hydration. In other words, they're going to dehydrate you without you feeling the pain. This is what they're going to do to us old folk to get us out the way.
You dry up and die.
There you go. See, that's why I've told the people, Mark, I've been here too long.
This sounds like a change.
Amen. He said the change was coming. Now, he said it's coming, and sure enough, sir, it has come. And I just want to tell you people, y'all voted for that. I didn't vote for that mess. No. You voted for it. I got a lot of other things here, too. And let me see. I got this little letter. Let me check this out and see what that's all about. There's another one that I wanted to show you. And I want to spend a little time on this one. Oh, let me find it. Goodness. I believe I was on the other website here, so let me try to find it here. You will want to hear this very important news clip that I want to show you about what is going on in this man's mind and life. I'm trying to find it. Oh my goodness, it doesn't seem like I'll be able to get on it real quick here. Well, let me try to find it. It should be very easy. Mark, why don't you tell the people how to contact me in case they want to do that while I look this up?
You can write to Pastor John, whether you like the show, whether you don't like the show. There's been past shows you might have been able to listen to on the website. You can write him at intotheword1@ca.rr.com.
Go ahead.
intotheword1@ca.rr.com.
This came over the wire today. This is also, many of you haven't heard about this, but a Secret Service agent responsible for protecting President Obama was fired today under questionable reasons, according to top aides. The agent was reportedly tired of overhearing personal gripes by the Obama family about certain demographics in the United States, meaning that the Obama family, the first family, was talking about people that lives in certain parts of the country. Now, I know black folk because I grew up in the black community. And I guess if I were white, I would know white folk too. But I don't know whether this is the first time happening, but the Obama family and this white, obviously, Secret Service agent complained about it. The agent, who has not been identified as of today, brought his concerns straight to Obama, who later had him removed from his current assignment. And then it says more as this story unfolds. And when you go into a photo, they have a picture of the agent. And he looks like an agent, a Secret Service agent here in the Obama first family, talking about when they go to certain demographics in the country. See, I'm telling you, friends, I don't care what color you are. If you're a black president, if you're a white president, you got to be a president of the whole country. Now, if Bush's daughters and his family was talking about coming into the black community, at least the Secret Service agents didn't talk about it, and Bush had some black Secret Service agents. This shows you again the caliber of the man and the ridiculous family that's in that place. And just because you're in the White House does not mean, come on now, black people, don't be listening to me getting your jaws tight. I just got started. Just because you in that house doesn't mean that you have the intelligence to run that house in a very intelligent way. No, you don't. And I know what I'm talking about. And I just think that that's indicative of what we're looking at here. Now, we're going to talk about the main issue. And he's Sergeant James Crowley. If you haven't heard his name, just a second, just let me raise it on this particular computer. It's all over the internet. If you haven't heard about it, and you will hear about it. And, you know, I love this picture that they have. You can see the picture on my website, on the website. I got up this morning, and as I usually do, as I go and I try to find out all the news that's going on. And lo and behold, I was shocked when it says it's Sergeant James Crowley, the cop who arrested Henry Louis Gates, denies that he's a racist. He didn't even have to do that. First of all, let me say this as a black man. You don't have to deny anything when you performing your job. I'm sick of every time a black person does something wrong and puts his foot in his mouth, that if a white person is involved, you're going to accuse the white person of being a racist because you got a black man in the White House. Now, let me say this again, for those of you that don't know how to listen to English correctly. All the white presidents in the White House, every time something happened, they were not accused of being a racist. And the people that are screaming wolf are the ones that you have to be careful of. Now, if you haven't heard about it, let me say this. James Crowley, brother, you don't have to apologize to anybody. You did your job. If anything, the mayor of the city of Cambridge, Maryland, I think it was, needs to apologize to Sergeant Crowley because she apologized to Louis Gates. no apology was necessary for that disobedient wretch. Now, let me tell you why. Because, see, some of you listening to me and you think I hate black people. No, you are crazy. You know I love black people. But I hate when black people's ignorance is shining personified. Ignorance. Ignorance. Because most of you that voted for that man in the White House are ignorant. And now your ignorance is coming to the surface. I'm not a white man talking, and I'm not an Uncle Tom. Don't accuse me of being an Uncle Tom. I'm definitely no Tom. I'm 65 years old. I know what intelligence is. Now, you got a Bible? Get it, because I'm not even going to quote the scripture until you get your book. I'm sick of talking to you without the Word of God talking to you. But I know a lot of you are not even going to grab your Bibles because you don't believe that, because you believe the white man wrote it. See what I'm talking about? You're a racist bigot in the first place. What are you going to a Christian church for? You're ridiculous. You make me sick. And that's why when the race riots break out in this country and we're not in the majority, it's going to be a whole bunch of folk dead over people like Louis Gates. Now, what Professor Gates ought to do is to apologize to this whole nation. And your president, Lord, have mercy. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Let me say this starting off right now.
Yeah.
I am not talking about Mark, the crooked cops that beat up on black people and you got them on tape like what happened in Rodney King. I'm not talking about those clowns.
Correct.
I'm not talking about that. I know that there's racism and I know that people will always hate other people because of the color of their skin. You got white people hating black people and black people hating white people. But
right.
this incident with James Crowley had nothing to do with racism. It had something to do with the ignorance of a college professor. Now, who happened to be black? Now, let me share this. I was talking with my sister about it. She hadn't heard about it. I don't know what world she's living in. My older sister, 2 years older than me. And she happened to agree with the professor that his neighbor should not have called the police. And I said to my sister, I said, hold up. You mean to tell me if my neighbors on my street saw somebody breaking in the front window or the side window of my house, would I expect them to call the police? My own sister told me, you should know who your neighbor is. And if you don't know who they are, you shouldn't call. You should mind your own business. Well, of course, I corrected my sister and said, I don't know what kind of mentality you came up as. But then I told her, that's why you never live with me.
Yeah.
And I'd never be in any way responsible for your shipwreck life. I said, because you nuts. That's what we pay police officers for. We pay a police officer to protect our property. Now, I gave her the example. If I and Mark Ramsey was trying to come in my house because I locked the key in the house, and if there was a couple in the car across the street from my house, parked in their car, saw us jimmying the window and trying to get in quickly, I wouldn't be upset if that couple called the police. I wouldn't expect them to say anything to me because they don't know who I am. Why would a person that owns a house try to break in his own house?
Right.
You call the police. The police drives up to the house, and I go around the back of my house because this is what happened with Gates. I go around the back of my house to come in the back window or something to get in. By that time, a single black and white unit pulls up, Sergeant James Crowley, to be exact. Sergeant James Crowley rings the doorbell, and I come to the front door. And he says, will you step outside? And I said, no. Now, wait a minute. He was a law enforcement officer asking me to step outside. Now, for you black folk that don't understand why he has to do that, it would be dumb foolish for a cop to walk in to a situation that he doesn't know what's going on.
Police officers take control of the situation.
And that is not control when you walk in a blind situation. There was two of them. Only one came to the door. He's asking this man to come out to identify himself. Now, because I'm being me, I'm going to leave it off of Gates because see, you think he's God because you saw him on TV. Man, please, you see a lot of fools on television. See, they got this Black in America Part 2 coming up. And some of you going to watch that and start crying about that Bullwinkle show by CNN. Man, that is nothing but stuff that has been fixed to put on to get you to think and feel a certain way. Blacks in America, didn't nobody come and talk to me.
Get your emotions going.
Why don't they come to talk to me about reality? Anyhow, Sergeant Crowley asked me, because I don't want to be Louis Gates. I'm a little different. He said, John, can you come out, sir? So I can talk at you. And I tell him no. Now, number one,